Orange Mode Podcast. This is episode 106. My name's Joe.
I'm Dan.
I'm Chad.
TJ's not here because he's really bad at video games.
He's downloading The Witcher.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, pre-downloaded?
What an idiot.
Orange Mode!
Yeah, do you want to do games first?
We are not waiting to get into this one at all.
What?
No preparation, no.
Alright, well, do you have any console wars?
No.
Is there anything?
Okay. I'm sure a lot of
this could be a short one tonight.
Yeah, I have movies. I feel like this is going to be more like an episode of SideQuest.
No, I don't think so.
Than an episode of Orange.
No, because I'm going to start talking about Witcher with you and it won't be.
Oh, I'll be fine.
No, I'm not saying when they piss you off, it'll be Orange Mode.
This is what happens when we don't...
Let's do movies first. Movies! Cut you right off.
Yeah.
E-me-me.
Let's go.
Well, I watched some movies. So, I was going to lie and say that I watched the whole Bloody Affair, the Kill Bill supercut.
Was that just watching two of them?
Well, no, it was one movie. He went to festivals with one movie, 1 4-hour-long movie, and then was forced to cut it into two for some, like, by the studio or before they went for a wide release. So it's pretty much the exact same movie. It follows the same. Like, I did some reading on it because I was going to buy it, but I did some reading on it. Aside from an extended cut of that, like, cartoon in the first one, the Oshiren origin story, that was much longer, which they cut down, which I don't really have a problem with, like, not getting that. And there's one scene in the fight versus the crazy 88s that switches to black and white.
Yep.
And it's because by the end of that scene, like, the walls were completely red with blood. Like, she ended up, like, the amount of people she killed, like, and all that blood spurting everywhere.
Yeah.
It was just way too graphic, and they told him to cut the scene. But he just said, well, what if it's not red? Like, what, they snap it to black and white.
Yeah.
And so they put the color back into that scene. I kind of like it in black and white, so I didn't care about that. But the big change was there's no cliffhanger at the end of the first movie. You know, the whole does she know her baby's still alive thing? Doesn't happen in this supercut.
So you don't know until the end of the movie?
Yeah, so the viewer, and it was, like, I had to kind of pretend that I didn't know and try and see it through, like, her eyes not knowing the kid was still alive. I mean, I guess the character didn't, but we knew.
Yeah.
But it is cooler. It's a much better reveal at the end when she finally gets to Bill and there's a 6-year-old standing there with him, or a 4-year-old standing there with him, and, like, that scene has a lot more weight to it.
Yeah.
Which I liked. But, I mean, I really liked it. I was telling you last night, like, Tarantino did his gangster movies, Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown, and they were told out of order, and that was kind of his shtick, was, like, weird, like, chapters instead of one continuous thing. He's kind of abandoned that with Django and Inglourious Basterds. It, for the most part, runs chronological order, those movies. Inglourious Basterds is a little different. They jump to different, like, groups
of people.
Oh, you're
talking about within the movie?
Yeah, like, okay. Pulp Fiction is told,
I thought
you
were saying, like, they were, those movies were connected.
No, they're not connected, but they're told out of order. Like,
okay, yeah,
they jump away for exposition, and, you know, the character will die, but then he's in another scene later because it actually happened before. Like, they both Pulp Fiction. But he doesn't really do that anymore. But in Kill Bill, it still happens that way. It's told out of order. It's told, like, the best chapter to read first is this one. So we're not going to worry about chronologically. Just watch this first and go through it. It has that, and it also has all the, like, the higher cinematography and, like, the bigger worlds, like, that Tarantino wasn't really doing before Kill Bill. So it's aged really well. Like, all the stuff that I liked about Inglourious Basterds with the wider scale and Django and hip hop. It's 4 hours.
It's a 4-hour movie.
Well, it's both movies, yeah. Like, hip hop as a score, that was new too in Kill Bill.
And,
like,
been done.
And then in Django, it was amazing, like, with hip hop. So, like, it's just, it was a little bit of a shock seeing it when, like, 10 years ago, when this movie came out. But I really liked it.
Much.
I thought it was fucking awesome. Like, right up there with his best.
I went to go look for it today on Netflix, and it's not on
American Netflix.
It's not on Canadian, though.
Yeah. There's one more thing I wanted to say. Oh, yeah. Okay, so when we saw that movie 10 years ago, Uma Thurman was like an older lady. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, I couldn't relate. But the actual actress, when she filmed that movie, was 32.
Which is us.
So, yeah, it's like, I saw it in a whole new light. I'm like, this girl's my age. Like, she's out there just fucking, she knows all this shit. She, like, she trained with that master and all that stuff. It's cooler. Like, you have to,
I really want
to know that it's, there's scenes that are very, like, satire to kung fu movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
The whole suit that she wears.
Well, that fucking suit is amazing.
Bruce Lee suit. Yellow.
Oh, yeah.
That's oh, is satire. It?
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen The Raid? Like, The Raid
no,
movies?
No.
I watched only through, like, through YouTube. They have, like, a compilation of all fight scenes.
Oh, really?
I could watch that.
I think we watched that.
Was it you that showed me that? At Kyle's? No, maybe. Or something?
Might have been Joe. It seems like a Joe thing.
I didn't watch it, no.
Who the fuck did I watch that with? Somebody, but I watched it, and they're awesome fight scenes.
I remember that being on, but I remember...
There's long cuts in Kill Bill, too. Like, they that whole style, they kind of take advantage of that. But go on, sorry.
I don't know, I just... This movie just totally went over my head. I never heard of it.
The Raid 2?
Yeah, like, The Raid 2 is apparently better than the first one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, I just wanted to know if you guys seen it, because I wanted to hear if it's good.
No,
the fight scenes are cool. I mean, like, you're gonna be like,
I know the.
I'll be impressed by just
the two main guys, the choreographers, are in Star Wars. Like, they were hired to
oh, really?
Write scenes like that, to choreograph scenes like that in Star Wars.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I'm really, really excited for Star Wars. Yeah. And you guys know that I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan, but everything that I've seen, everything I read.
But realizing this whole thing, like, holy shit, she's 30, and now I'm 30. I got it changed the kind of the watch for me, and I'm intrigued by going back and rewatching movies. Like, every awesome character from movies we saw 10 years ago are, like, probably in their early 30s. So it's like, watching them now, I can relate to different characters in the movie. Like, yeah. When we saw Where the Wild Things Are
yeah.
And we saw it in the theater, right?
No.
I saw it in the theater with Shelby, maybe?
Yeah, you and I watched it at your house.
On Blu-ray. But that movie always felt lacking to me until I watched it with my kids. And then I was just like, I understand, like, I'm watching it through their eyes. Like, it's cool rewatching movies, even if you know what happens. You know, a movie you might have saw 10 years ago, you've aged 10 years, and now you have different characters to relate to.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a cool thing. So
I'll go through it with the kid.
Recommend it.
When he pops out.
I'm excited to watch The Matrix 1 again. Just by myself.
Because fucking Neo was, like, probably 30. 25. No, he's probably younger than that.
He's old as shit.
Yeah, he is.
He's like 50 in real life.
Yeah, he's at least... I think his 50-year-old birthday was fucking 2 years ago or 6 years ago.
His 50-year-old birthday.
50-year-old.
So I also watched Ex Machina.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Don't spoil it.
I won't spoil it.
I downloaded it. I haven't watched it yet. I really want to. It's in the theaters now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the more interesting sci-fi movies I've seen, like,
should I see it in the past couple years. Theaters, or should I just watch it at home?
Theater's probably worse.
Just watch it at home. Preferably alone.
Why? I don't know. Anything non-IMAX is shit in the theater. Mad Max isn't in IMAX.
Plus, it's a slow burn. You want to be like, sitting down, relaxing. Like,
yeah, okay, I'll watch it at home alone.
With a coffee, yeah.
You want to hear some Jeffrey behind me chomping on his popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good sci-fi story!
Spoiler-free... impressions, I guess. Like, it was really cool. I don't think they could have maybe taken things a little further, maybe gone deeper into the whole psychology of meeting an android, that thing. But it's told, the narration is really cool. It's told, like, it's 1 week, and it's a series of, he gets to, it's a test, essentially, the Domhnall Gleeson guy.
Yeah.
He's brought on to be part of this experiment to see if the robot can convince him that it's real, you know, like, that it's a real consciousness. So every day he goes and he meets with this robot, they talk, and then he goes back to Oscar Isaac, and then they have a conversation about what happened between him and the robot.
That's cool.
It's a cool way to tell the story. It did go into some really, really, really good places, and the cast is amazing. Like, that's the one thing, is, like, I wish this was a trilogy, and I wish it was a miniseries, like,
yeah.
I just want so much more of that. Yeah, it was really cool.
I'm excited to watch
it. Not perfect, but, maybe we can dive in, spoiler review if after you guys have seen it.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure.
But it's really good.
Have we talked Avengers yet on here?
I talked to Doug a lot on SideQuest. SideQuest? I mean, we can chat about it for a couple minutes.
We probably did last week, but that was a fun
No, movie. We didn't. I listened
horror
to
horror show.
Did that, you watch? Did bad. You? You did. You saw it on Thursday?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It could have been so much better. I mean, it was good. It wasn't as good as the first.
I'll tell you
what. The fight scenes were good. The action was good. Like, fine.
Is that enough?
Ultron? Now? Ultron, it's not for me, anyway. Ultron as, like, an AI. Like, think of Her. The movie Her. Like, how fast that AI just becomes, like, too much and, like, starts being uninterested with the human race the same way, like, Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
Is, like, that's what Ultron should have been.
I agree.
Just like, super smart.
All-knowing. Like, I've absorbed all of the humanity's information.
Well, when I mentioned he got pissed off at Andy Serkis for mentioning Iron Man.
Yeah.
That was the stupidest thing.
I don't know, it's just...
Tony Stark! Ah! He throws a hissy fit.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not for us. We have to remember that.
It makes about as much sense as, like, Loki or any other weird, stupid villain. Like,
but Loki, I don't know. He's charismatic and he's a likable
but
villain.
But I thought Ultron was charismatic. I thought he was good.
They can treat
He wasn't audience. Scary, though. He wasn't scary, and that's the problem.
He kind of looked gay. Let's be honest. Like, I don't think... Gay is not the right word.
That thin jawline.
I just didn't... I don't mean he looked homosexual. I just
don't worry about it. Like, everything... We know what you're
doing. I didn't like the way he looked. He was too cartoony.
It looked cool at first when he was all, like, drippy.
Yeah, at first.
Like, ooh.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
Just, like...
Like, who designed his Ultron body? Like, did he design his own body?
Yeah, why would he embody himself as that? I'm bigger now.
I don't think this movie ever, like... requests that of the audience, like, to look into the science behind it and all
no,
that stuff.
No, absolutely kind of. Not.
It's just, like, take it for face value.
It treats the viewers like idiots. Like, you're here to see Hulk smashed and fucking explosions. That's what those movies are.
It's a very,
no
exactly, yeah.
Like, a very, like, your hands held the whole movie. And there's nothing that's left
in the imagination. Oh, my God. The worst scene in the movie was the Ultron AI versus...
The Vision?
Job Free, or what's the guy's name?
Jarvis. And it, like, attacks it.
Look at the size of Jarvis. All the intelligence that's Jarvis. And this is Ultron. Look at this big,
but
hollow blue.
Again, I will say, I don't think that we are the target audience for the Avengers. Remember
well,
what comics
hold on,
are
I don't
for?
Know if it's like based on expectations. We don't need to go in and look for Inception, okay. You know, or not Inception, but Interstellar. It's like... Why does Avengers have to have the same kind of science?
You're there to see.
You're
there
to
see.
There can't be. Remember,
it's essentially
we are
a
not
better Transformers.
We're not the target audience. Like, look at the Watchmen. Watchmen is aimed towards.
I'm the target audience. Are you kidding?
You're not, though.
Of the Avengers,
you're not. You're not. Okay, you can be sure. You can take your kids to it, and you can actually enjoy it. But there's a reason why there's, like, no good adult Avenger games or anything to do with Avengers.
There's zero death. No one fucking
died. No one
died.
Ever dies.
What are you talking about?
There's no consequence to anything.
Quicksilver died.
Oh, he did. But he'll be back.
One guy died.
Coming.
But who is he?
With an entire asteroid brought in.
Okay,
we successfully
well,
got everybody out.
In Lord of the Rings? One guy.
But here's what I'm saying.
Tons of people died.
There are Avengers toys.
Everywhere.
Not main characters.
There's toys. Oh, yeah. There's... children's video games like Lego.
I know
Marvel.
It's they sell these toys at the Disney store.
But that's the reason it's handheld because you can't take your kid to see an Avengers movie and expect it to be as popular of a franchise as it is, like with having shit going over your kids' heads.
Okay, so
interest.
As far as you going into the movie knowing that this is for a wide audience, I'm gonna hopefully it looks cool. And it makes me chuckle every now and then. And
on that,
and there's
on
hot
that,
chicks in it. Like it's
on
it's
that
just,
plane, it does just fine.
Exactly,
but
it's what are your expectations?
But I hate that the big movies that come out each year now are now superhero movies. That's all it's become.
No, there's other big movies.
Not really.
Tarantino had another movie coming.
There's
out this
no
year.
There's no consequence in these movies. I feel
there's never consequence in any superhero movies
because they don't know what the roadmap is. It's like with Lord of the Rings or something, or say Star Wars, but not really. But Lord of the Rings, it's finite. There's a story told within it. We have to reach the end. This is who you're going to lose. This is who you're going to lose. But
that's true.
With
they're writing
movies,
open-ended story.
Exactly. It's like, how do we make this seem like it's the end of the world, but this guy's going to fucking come back in 2 seconds. And
that's why a lot of people are saying, yeah, it was fun to have the Avengers all in one movie, but the standalones are actually better because they're one smaller story. Like, I think Cap 2 was better than Avengers 2. And, like, it's just... It's...
Avengers 1 was great. It was... Like, Avengers 2 is still good.
It was good.
It's just as good,
crazy. Yeah, it's crazy that I can sit here and just be like, well, why didn't they bring science into it? Like, I don't actually give a shit about that.
Yeah.
It's just being aware of how, like, stupid they think I am. Like, I just want to come in here and see the smash.
You do have to remember, though, that the general population is pretty fucking retarded.
Well, okay. Yeah, I think so. Anybody coming out of Avengers 2 with a complaint, like, this broke the story, this is why this movie's bad. First of all, no one has ever said that. They're all just like, it's good, but, you know, like, it is what it is. That's the general perception from my peers. But any complaint you have is, it has to be, in mine too, kind of petty. Ultron could have been a little better.
Hawkeye's family, literally rolling my eyes, like, anytime there's anything to do with that.
I kind of
like
the whole
fire. His wife was just, like...
Super hot?
No, she's fine.
She's so good.
But it's just, like... I don't know, the way that she's, like, okay, you can go and try and save the world. There was, like, no weight to what he had to do. She's like, okay, when you get back, we'll do the kitchen. Yeah,
he should be dead.
And you know, you mentioned, like, they don't know where they're going with these movies. There was an article on IGN that I saw. There was an interview with the producer, like the studio head at Marvel. And they're saying, like, oh, you know, like, how do you think everything's going to happen now? Thanos is involved, blah, 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 blah. And he outright said, like, these movies will never go dark. We're not going dark. We're
going to
stay exactly where we are, and that's just fine. And it's like, okay, I mean, fair enough.
Get new actors?
Well, okay, well...
Like, I'm sure... Chris Hemsworth doesn't want to play Thor for the rest of his life.
What else is he going to do?
Then they'll kill Thor.
He has no choice but to.
It's Thor's brother.
He'll do Cabin in the Woods too.
Well, there are story arcs that, you know, Rush where Cap goes away. There's a lot of... I mean, they just locked down Spider-Man. How long have these movies been coming out? 10 years? And they finally have Spider-Man. There you go. Like, there's 10 more years of an awesome superhero in these movies.
I really hope they don't do this with Star Wars. I mentioned it before.
It's different.
It is different. There is
Marvel is Lego Marvel.
There is all science, I guess, with Star Wars. I mean, it's not really ever explained. It's always just the Force, but...
Yeah.
I'm kind of over superhero movies for a little
while. Well, you know, the producer, the studio had at LucasArts, Kathleen Kennedy. We talked about her a couple times. Story got out like a couple months, maybe a couple weeks ago, about how the original script for episode 7, all those three characters, or three just like them, were much younger.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, not the right franchise. So let's make these guys late 20s. You know, like, let's get them a little bit older so we can take them a little bit more seriously.
Yeah.
And it's like the studio had made that choice. I mean, they kind of are aware that there needs to be a little bit more weight in a Star Wars movie. This is speculation, but I think it's being handled with care. And like you say, are we going to get 2 Star Wars movies a year? One might be good, one might be Ant-Man, which I think looks awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
The whole, like, diving into, like, little, just going, like, fucking Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, that's
shit,
exactly.
You know? Like,
that's a pro for you? That's a con for me.
It looks fun.
Yeah, it looks stupid. Paul Rudd is not a likable superhero for me either.
Paul Rudd's in Civil War, which I'm happy to announce. I like that they're keeping
exclusive.
Him. Yeah. I like that they're... I was worried they were going to just one-off this and not have Ant-Man in any of the other movies, but I guess he is, which is kind of cool. Here's my... mark my word. Somewhere late in the Civil War movie... you read the comic Civil War, right?
I read through it. I didn't.
Well, very early on, Peter Parker reveals himself as... Spider-Man reveals himself as Peter Parker, mm-hmm. and the fallout leads him to switch sides because he realizes, like, holy shit, this is what would happen if we started making everyone register, like, their identities.
Yeah, you're telling
like
villains where you live.
Yeah. So shit goes down, and then he switches sides. But my guess is if they want to tie it together and still get a good standalone of Spider-Man, he'll reveal himself close to the end of the movie. And then that's what the Spider-Man standalone will be.
Did you expect the beginning of Civil War at the end of Avengers 2?
Yes.
So did I.
I expected it to be almost partly about Civil War. So I was always looking for them, like, so this is where they'll break up. This is where, like...
It was like Stark went ahead and did something, like, under Cap's nose. I was like, okay, this could be the beginning of it. I'm like, it's not exactly where the comics were with it, but
yeah,
sure, this could be the beginning of it. But at the end of the movie, they're just like, all right, Cap, see you later, till next time.
You know what, it's a double-edged sword.
Did you read all these comics?
Rob, when he lived with me...
I bought Civil War.
That's when that was coming out.
Oh, really?
And he was collecting them week to week, and they were always on my coffee table, so I, like, flipped through.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool. It's a double-edged sword because the Iron Man 2 syndrome is this even an Iron Man movie? It seems like they're just setting up all the next movies. And people hated it. And, like, when Avengers doesn't include, like, Cap spin-off things... People hated
it. Iron Man 3 was one of, like, the highest-grossing movies.
Iron Man 2 was...
Iron Man 3...
Yeah, Iron Man 3 was good. It was the follow-up to Avengers. It was Avengers, the next Marvel movie after Avengers.
2 and Iron Man 3 are the top grossing films of all time.
No, they're
opening weekend.
They're in, like, the...
No, they are the top.
Behind three. Avatar.
No.
Avatar is still way number
one. I just fucking read that.
Look it up.
Way number one.
Avengers is number one.
No.
I think you guys are both mistaken.
$60!
I'm going to bet you $60.
What I just read was that the top three grossing movies in opening weekend.
Opening weekend, you're saying?
Yeah.
Avatar all time. Like box office all time.
Yeah, but now ticket prices instead of being $9 are fucking $27.
I also watch Chef and it's
That's
shit.
Another point for Avatar.
I agree. Yeah.
Any more movies?
What do you mean Chef? Is it called like Chef something? Like there's a
no,
name?
No, it's Chef with Jon Favreau.
Is he a chef?
He's a chef. It's terrible. I don't know why Vince Vaughn's not in this movie. It doesn't make any sense.
It's a movie?
Yeah.
Jon Favreau's fat.
I think he was asked to quit or walk away from the Marvel movies.
I saw his name in Avengers 2 during credits.
Yeah, he's an executive producer because he had a lot to do with the style bible for Iron Man because he made Iron Man 1 and 2.
Okay.
And then I think he was, like, it wasn't working out or they were getting too big. And he was always, like, an indie guy. And this Chef movie was supposed to be his return to indie movies, but it's awful. Like, Swingers and Maid were his big two, like, indie movies. Did you guys watch those?
No.
Nope.
Swingers is really good. It's kind of Woody Allen-ish. Yeah. It's bad. So, TV or games? Is there any TV?
Chef.
Yeah. I'm on to games.
Let's play some games.
Let's play some games!
I don't want much. I just want to be a better man to my baby. Give me all good love.
I honestly don't like to play those games with you. Or you.
I know.
Joe it's has not, never really liked a game.
No, it's not that I don't like games. It's that, like, I'll be playing... Broken Age or something.
It's
like,
really difficult.
I'm into those stories, it's like bing, bing. Like, oh, they all joined a party. I'm going to hear them fucking yell at.
It is kind of annoying to play.
Laughing.
Even when I'm playing Destiny, which is a multiplayer game, me playing
Danny.
You and Kyle.
Why is Joe such an idiot?
Game? No.
I got to listen to that.
Not even that.
You're
I'll
not
jump
playing
in.
Story. You're playing fucking Ollie.
I don't need to hear shit. I'll be playing a strike in Destiny.
Ollie is you need to focus. Yeah, more than any other game. Yeah.
I'll be playing something I don't need to focus on at all. I've played it 1,000 times, but it's just Kyle and Jack
going,
sucks? Fucking piece of shit, asshole, fucking cocksucker, and then silence for 5 minutes, and then fucking bullshit. And then I just hear, like, smashing of controllers. And like,
I haven't smashed in a long time.
I try and talk to Kyle. I'll talk to Kyle, and he will not even answer me.
He doesn't hear.
I'm like, Kyle, what's going on with you and Tina and blah, blah, blah. And he'll just be like...
What? Hold on.
Fucking shit! I'm like, am I muted? I literally look. No, I'm not. Kyle. Yeah, what? Sorry. Sorry, this fucking guy's killed me like 3 times. It's bullshit. I'm like, alright.
Yeah.
Well, so I can't play games with you guys.
Or I'll be watching Netflix or something.
It's always fun just to join a party. Joe, jump in. If we're playing the same game together,
That's different.
That's different.
Oh my god.
Play the same fucking game!
Battlefield sucks.
Okay, why don't you play the games I play?
Because those suck.
Battlefield is bad. I understand the internet's hatred. It's a shit annoying game.
I don't understand it.
It sucks.
You're rusty. What? And you suck at it now.
I was number two behind you on the team. Every game we played, I was just annoyed with it.
We played two games.
Okay, and I was I was still number two.
You quit so quick.
It was bad. It's just you're playing the same squad. I don't see anyone else. I see fucking a squad that I'm playing. They got the same fucking tag.
It's a thinking man's game.
We meet in the same spot, fight. I kill three of them.
Those were shit. We had to join those because Doug didn't have the fucking maps.
There's always an excuse. Every time I join a there's some different other reason why it was bad. Oh, Kyle and I are trying to find a new game type for us to play, and we were still experimenting, so it sucked that night.
True.
Doug didn't have the map pack, so we were playing the same shit maps. But then you and Kyle played Metro. You did. I don't know if you still do, but you did play Metro for like a month straight.
A long time.
I didn't like that map the first day, let alone the fucking 450 day. Like,
it got fun.
No.
There's nothing wrong with Broken Age. It's fine.
Really?
That's not great. I'm enjoying it. I like it.
I heard it got a 6.
I don't care.
What's the gameplay in it?
What do you do?
I was trying to watch videos.
Do you remember when I was describing
Grim Fandango?
Grim Fandango. It's like that. Thing. You walk around, you talk to people, you find items, you figure out how is this item going to be useful. You talk to somebody else, it gives you another thing.
I was going to download it, and I was like, it's just really know if I have like the
patience.
Attention span right now to do it.
It's not a genre game. Like, there's nothing about... It jumps all over the place, and half the game is playing as this chick.
The black chick?
And black chick, yeah. Which, she's fun. Like, her story is pretty cool. I don't know how they connect yet, but I know they do connect, which is cool.
At the end of number two?
I don't know. I'm just playing. Like, I don't want to get too far off topic. But yeah, like, his story, he's on, like, this spaceship. He's by himself, and the AI on the ship is meant there to protect him. So it's like he's babied and bored, and he
seems like story's down your alley, or like,
well, that's half the story. It's pretty cool. The voice acting is really good. It's Elijah Wood. And it's just walk around and get through it, and it's very tongue in cheek. It's not meant to be taken very seriously.
Is it funny or and, attempts to be funny?
Yeah,
like
is it tries to be funny.
It's not Double Fine, is it?
It is.
For that reason, I don't think I like it.
So
for that reason, I'm out.
So he's running around trying to figure out how to, like, go on an actual adventure. Like, he wants to go out on a mission, and the ship is constantly telling him not to do it, so he has to hijack some things and do some other stuff. And it's all puzzle-based. You know, it's not just go there and press this button. It's, well, how do I get through this door? And then once I'm in the door, there's a force field, so now what object do I need to make sure I can walk into this force field? And you have to put these puzzle pieces together so you can continue the story. And it's pretty cool. And so that's his story. And then the girl's story, she's like a... Do you guys remember the lottery, that thing you watched in grade school about, like, somebody gets stoned at the end of the movie, like, for the harvest? It's called The Lottery. You don't remember that?
No.
Really? It's like Hunger Games. You know, there's candidates. It's called The Maiden's Feast. And, like, all these young women get put, like, on display, and then this monster comes and eats all the young women, and then the village is, like, protected. So the monster doesn't kill the village. So you play as one of these girls who's on display.
It's like Game of Thrones. They give the boys away.
You play one of these girls who's on display, and like she's like, I don't get it. Why am I about to be killed? And so she rebels, gets away, and then it's like just you're going to the different realms and talking to people, and they all know about the...
I hate it.
The maiden. It's just weird, and it's not very interesting. It's just kind of fun. You walk around.
I'm glad I didn't buy it.
No, you might not have liked it. And the gameplay is very...
Try.
Talk to this person. See what they have to tell you. Talk to that person.
I enjoy that on Mass Effect.
Mass Effect is the perfect game.
Yeah, it's the best part of the game. When you get back from the mission, it's like, who am I going to talk to? What new things they have to say?
When I saw Mass Effect was $5, I almost bought it again to play it. Because I know...
What do you mean? Where?
It's $5 for PS3 through PSN.
What?
The trilogy. I can't play it for PS4. It's only PS3.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So you would have bought it if you.
I would have bought it and replayed all three of those games if it was for PS4.
That should be on PS4.
Well, I can play it through PlayStation now.
Yeah, but that's.
But the only reason I want to play it. No, but I'm honestly for the first time I've got many games to play and like there's just no end to it. I don't need to go out looking for games and it's a really good place to be. Like, I'm playing.
I feel like there's
nothing. I got nothing. What the fuck are you playing?
I'm playing Broken Age. I'm playing Hohokum.
I feel like you're playing the games. One of the games they gave you for free.
A lot of those I got for free. I'm playing Towerfall. I can't wait to buy that and replay the
expansion. I think TJ bought it.
Did he? Oh,
yeah.
I'm so excited.
I think he was playing it.
I can't. What else? I can't stand scrape the bottom of the barrel games. Like, I got nothing else to do. Like, maybe I'll try this one.
Yeah, it's always been for months. Yeah. So I'm still fucking playing Battlefield. It's still a good game though.
Well, you missed games. Like, there were games that were good to play. You just
I played.
Not interested. You got rid of GTA. You didn't play Dragon Age.
I played Dragon Age for about 6 hours. That game's not good.
It's like a 50-hour game, at least.
I know, but it's not good.
It won Game of the Year.
Because there was no fucking good games in 2014.
Well, there were games.
Not good ones.
Better than Dragon Age.
Dragon Age is not good. A lot of people gave it good reviews.
I didn't like it either.
Everybody who talks about it now is just like, that game was fucking retarded.
I didn't like it either.
But it didn't make sense that the way they kind of gave it.
We're coming up on stuff. Like, I'm going to play The Witcher for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hope you don't fucking hate it.
I can't wait for you to tell me about that map that you've seen today.
Oh, my God. Can we start talking about The Witcher now?
Why are you asking me?
Are you done talking
about Broken Age? About games?
No. Well, sure.
Oh, Broken Age? Yeah, there's no... I don't need to say anything more about it.
Okay.
I'll let you know how it ends.
All right.
Okay, so all the reviews came out. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, all The Witcher reviews came out, and if you're listening to this, you obviously have seen them all. They're all great.
Yeah, glowing appraise. Like,
I've heard from more than one person that it's one of the greatest RPGs ever made. From people that
that's rarely said in reviews.
Yeah, and it's from people that I respect. Like, the Game Trailers guy, I stand by most of the stuff that he says. Like, almost everything.
What did, it got low on Polygon or lower?
It got an 8 on Polygon.
Yeah, because they didn't have black people in the game and they treat women bad.
So that's honestly, he spent, out of the 10 paragraphs, there were 2 paragraphs stating, like...
Was the first comment, suck my black dick? who cares?
Yeah. Is that... I don't know.
Game. We're talking about a game.
GameSpot gave it a 10.
A 10? They never give anything a 10.
Yeah.
GameSpot is they're really hard on the
reviews. You can't trust GameSpot, though.
No, they're hard on the
reviews. It might have been a 9.5, but that whole, campaign, going out there flying, drinking with them, fucking having a chat, they campaigned.
GameSpot.
They're the ones who did those videos where they went to...
I'm not saying it bought them, it jumped from a 5 to a 10. I'm saying... They're a little biased at this point. They're so invested in that game as reviewers.
Game Informer gave it 9.8.
Yeah.
Game Trailers
gave it a 9.8. IGN gave it a 9.3. But anyway, I've been watching streams. I was watching a stream today before I came over.
On Twitch?
On Twitch, because there's a ton of people
who have it. Is it official? Or?
No, these are just people who have it.
Oh, because I thought they put like a...
There's no restriction. They're like, whatever. The guys are like... We're so proud of what we have.
Cool.
If you want to watch it, fucking watch it. There's 200 hours of content. Like, you're not going to see it all.
Cool.
Go ahead. So, people on the Twitch stream were like, can we see how big the map is? And he's like, yeah, sure. So he goes to the map, and he's in a marshy area, and he zooms out, and it's fucking huge. It's like, if I had to compare it.
Hasn't there been stats 5 times as big as Skyrim or something?
Yeah,
like Essex County?
No. It's like, it almost seemed like fucking... Maybe half of Skyrim's map, just on the one. And he goes, okay, so that's the area I'm in now. Let's zoom out to the overworld. And there's like 7 areas that are that size. It's just like... Phew. And everyone's like typing in. They're like, holy fuck, that's retarded. Like, how am I going to get through this? Just tons of people like going crazy. And then he zooms back in. And he's sort of just looking around. And like every inch on the screen, there's a question mark or something of interest.
Remember Skyrim's map when like you had open... close to the end of your game, when you had seen every dungeon and it was just cluttered.
Yeah, it is incredibly cluttered, which I don't like.
It's horrible.
It's awesome, it's but
so overwhelming.
Doing Assassin's Creed stuff, where I know that I want to complete everything as a completionist. I want to do that. This is overwhelming off the bat.
There's no way.
Hopefully there's over 100 question marks on the area, and the guy's like, I've been playing for 8 hours today.
Is there is there Thieves Guild type quests?
I don't know.
Like long side quests?
I don't know. The one that I seen, it was that little kid with the mute kid? I watched that quest, but all the beginning part to it leading up to it.
The thing with the Thieves Guild is, that's an entire game. Mm. Like those, the few decisions you want to make, like which band or yum you want to be a part of, like you.
Those are only going to pick one. Worst quest lines, though.
They were
fetch quests.
It was one of three options, like go read a book or something like that.
Yeah, just go back, go under the. Remember the one in the sewer? Was that the Thieves Guild? You had to go back into the sewer. You had to find your way into the sewer, and there's a bar in the sewer in some town.
That was a Thieves Guild.
That sucked.
Someone like
that sucked.
Go back and steal all these things 100 times.
Couldn't you have told me that above ground?
Yeah.
Why did you have to go through here for 10 minutes?
I went through my 100 hours or whatever it was of Skyrim, and I didn't even go to that fucking school once where you learn how to like
the academy. You learn magic. Academy?
I didn't even. I was like, it's not for me.
I had my own room at the top of the fucking thing. I was King Mage.
So was I, and I was a complete melee and archery guy.
Like, I didn't use any of it. I was like, this is a really cool room. I want to use it. So I just put all my shit in those.
It does seem like your kind of room.
Yeah.
Have your Gandalf 6 foot tall
carpet. It had everything in it.
That's what I mean. In Skyrim, it was a different game if you wanted to go into the magic. It was a different game if you wanted to go into the Thieves Guild and get sneaky, you know, or if you wanted to be a fucking tank and become like a werewolf or something like that. It was just different experiences, right? I don't think, from what I've heard of Witcher, it's more like one through line and you can depart and then come back, depart and come back. Now, I'm not trying to say that as a negative. I'm just saying the side quests, I don't think they're long as much as they're just included and all over the place.
I'm sure there's some long ones.
There has to be long ones.
They like said like 2 hour story arc.
That's a long fucking arc.
No.
Yes.
2 hours?
2 hours. For a side quest?
How long did it take you to become, to get like, to be the Thieves?
That wasn't necessarily
50 hours.
50 hours?
And they're not part of the main story. No, it wasn't 50 hours. I'm not saying these are negatives. I think it's different.
To this guy, wait for loading screen, fast travel. You can't fast travel within the sewer, so you gotta walk fucking 15 minutes to get out of the sewer. Fast travel.
It's probably 5 hours.
But we've talked about this. Nobody fast traveled in Skyrim because you thought you'd miss something.
I did constantly.
I fast traveled when it was those shitty type quests. It was like, I just want the Chivo. Yeah. I don't care about the Thieves Guild. Give me the Chivo.
Just give me the fucking Chivo, man. Yeah. Whatever I gotta do to get this Chivo, just
me going for Chivos fucked me into some Chivos in that game, actually.
Hate when there's Chivos that you cannot get because you went through the wrong door or some fucking
I'll tell you exactly what happened just quickly. Thieves Guild, beginning of it, they give you a armor set. Like, right at the beginning.
Oh, I love this story.
So I sold it. I sold the armor set because I was going to get
Here we go.
You need 100,000 gold. You need 100,000 gold to get an achievement for that.
The dragon ate the person that you sold it to, and that's that.
I sold it, so it was gone. I don't know which vendor I sold it to, whatever. You go back at the end, you do all of it, you play whatever, your 50 hours of gameplay. You get to the end of that, and it's like, okay, now trade in that piece of armor, or that armor set, for the head of the knight's...
Nah.
And I was like, I don't have it anymore. So it was just a chat...
Sold it.
It was just a chat loop with a girl.
Oh.
And I couldn't... And that was all I had to do. I just had to talk to her, exchange it. Ba-da-boop. Achievement.
Oh. I remember I was on, like, some Daedric quest. I was on some Daedric quest, and I was, like... I was getting close to the end of them, and, like... I mean, the autosave was pretty good in that game. But, I was talking to the guy, and he's like, oh, you know, I heard voices in the woods one day. And I was just like, okay, let's get this going. And then just out of nowhere, he's like, ah! And just fucking dragged, just like... Like the whole fucking town. And I was like, what the hell is this? Trying to fight the dragon. I'm like, the guy's running around and I can see his fucking, like, the quest marker, like, over his head. He's just like, ah!
On fire, dies.
Yeah, and he, like, I'm looking through the rubble. I fucking killed, there's two dragons attacking this fucking town. I finally take them all down just with all of my fucking arrows, just, god damn it, fuck you! Just killing these fucking things. And I look over, the guy's just in rubble, dead. My quest is gone. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? And I was just like, that's the first time I had to reload the save.
Achievement.
And I was just like, and the thing too was, in loading it, those dragons were still going to show up. Yeah, like they're still mid-flight, on the way to that fucking village. So I had to, like...
Hundreds of saves. I'd always make a new file.
Wow. That's why the game was broken on PS3, eh? Because, like, it was trying to remember every open door, every fucking time you dropped a fucking brick of cheese on the ground. It wanted to remember where that was. The game's just...
Nope, can't do it. Done. Dead. Terrible.
That game just did not work on PS3.
I remember for, like, six months... no. I had a problem in Oblivion where I was trying to get the... just some quest, like, that I was at the end of the quest, and they had to, like, just kill this one guy, like, execute this one guy, and he was in a cage, and the queen was, like, standing in front of me. She's like, "Follow me to the execution chambers." And she would just stand there. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, that happened to me, remember? Like, that's how my game ended.
Did you have a guy who would follow you like, no matter where you were?
He would follow me no matter where I was. Into dungeons, he would fucking chase me around. He'd be like, "Meet me behind the cave after midnight." I was like, "Get away from me!" And you couldn't kill him for some reason. Like, he was one of those guys that would just kneel for a little while.
Yeah,
and it was like fucking Terminator. I'm like, I have 30. Yeah, I have 30 seconds to get away from this guy. And then like I would check my my map, and there would be like he would constantly be moving like towards me.
I remember you showing quest me this. Markers. You're like, "My game's broken."
His quest marker would chase me around. And then when he got to me, he would always like grab the camera and look at me.
Yeah, it would pull you behind out of the cave. Pans the camera onto his face and just like, "Wow, your game's broken.
Get away from me."
Yeah.
I had an old save.
And that's how my game ended.
I had an old
save. That was the end of my story.
Yeah, for real it was.
I had an old save in Oblivion that I had to go back like 6 hours. I was like, "I need to 100% this game." So I went back 6 hours and, like, played through all that fucking horrible story again. And then I get to that point, and just, like, after 6 hours of, like, "Please let this work." She's like, "Follow me to the chamber." She turns, starts walking. So happy.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Neat. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about The Witcher was you were jumping off the hype train. So it seems overhyped. It's not going to live up to expectations.
Hitting the brakes on the hype train.
Right. Now that everybody seems to think it's living up to expectations.
Okay.
Where are you at now? Because I asked you yesterday if you were buying it, and you smiled at me and said, "No."
Well, I have a lot to play. There's games coming up.
You have shit to play.
Okay. Well, you're right. They're not the best games. They're not fucking AAA titles. They're not like these... glorious fucking gifts.
For the reasoning alone of us
hold on,
having
hold
this
on.
We have
let
a
me,
group
let me answer you. Yeah, I like Skyrim. I like fucking Lord of the Rings. I like Game of Thrones. I don't know if I'm the biggest fantasy guy though. I like Zelda. That's not
He's
enough.
Not into fantasy. If it's a good game, good story, and it's fun to play, who gives a shit?
It looks a lot of fun to play. You say the combat shit, it looks fun.
That's the other thing. The combat looks really bad.
It's really good. That's one of the things that everyone's praising. They say the story actually is not all that great. The combat is what makes the game
fun. I didn't expect that. Like, I was watching early videos, like, last week before the reviews came out.
Yeah.
Of, there's this guy, he was like, going around on the coast, and there were these fucking bat things coming down and, like, swooping them.
Yeah.
And they had, like, two death sounds. And just like over and over again, I was like, "That's horrible." And that looks horrible. And then the reviews came out, and they all said the combat was great. Like, all right,
that might be 10 minutes of your 200-hour experience. That you deal with that soundbite. But okay, and I don't know, man. There's nothing killing me. Like I've watched nines and tens come and go before.
This isn't Bloodborne, though. People can play this game and enjoy it.
I don't know if I've ever said this game will be bad or this game's going to be shit. I don't know if I've ever said that. If I have, I didn't mean anything by it. I was fucking around. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic, just like GTA is fantastic.
It's not for you.
Nothing's driving me to spend $80 on this thing right now. That's it.
What are you spending $80 on then?
Tiger Woods. I mean, fucking Rory McIlroy. I'm genuinely excited. I can't wait to fucking play golf on that fucking game.
Weird. I mean, yeah, but...
And Battlefront. Battlefront, there's nothing that can break that hype.
No.
Nothing.
It looks really pretty. Some of the things that I'm hearing are turning me off to it, but we'll see.
I respect the fact that it's not Battlefield.
That's all I wanted it to be, and that's all you guys ever said you wanted it to be.
Well, before we knew what it was actually a real game, like 2 years ago, just give me fucking Star Wars skins in Battlefield. But think about, like, don't you think it means something that they didn't make the safe bet? All we really need to do is put Star Wars skins on Battlefield, and this will sell.
But what they're doing is they're putting a beautiful skin on the old shitty gameplay of a 10-year-old Battlefront game.
It's nothing like the old Battlefront game, as far as I've seen.
It is called Battlefront.
But so even what? Like the diehard
Dead,
fans...
Is Red Dead Redemption the same as fucking Red Dead Revolver?
Yeah, it just looks a lot better.
You're joking me.
Yeah, I didn't play... play Red Dead Revolver. I don't know.
I wish you the best, man.
I hope it's wonderful. I just, you know, like I said, there's a few things that...
Oh, I was talking about Witcher. Yeah.
Oh, Witcher.
I wish the best for you.
Oh, Witcher should be a good time.
I can't...
I got a lot going on right now in my life. Like, I got a lot coming up with the baby in the house and everything. Witcher's a game that really is going to want your attention.
It's not going to get it. It's going to get it in...
It's going to get small chunks. Doses of it in chunks. That's fine. But I can play this until fall.
Yeah.
There's not really anything else besides Destiny, which, you know, I could play for maybe a month.
Yeah, I almost turned jump on Destiny.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. There's nothing for you.
Okay.
There really isn't. Like, Destiny's a game. Jerry messaged me, said, I almost bought Destiny. I was like, I'm happy you did. It's a game that requires you to put in a lot of time to even get to where that's fun.
For no return.
I do have the environment that'll almost always be a win, which is sci-fi.
Destiny's an awesome game.
It is an awesome game, but now that there's not as many people playing it, I log on, I'm like, well, I have every exotic weapon and every exotic armor. I've done
game's
everything.
It's just over for you.
Yeah, but now there's Tuesday is the new DLC.
Yeah.
House of Wolves.
But it's more Destiny.
It'll be fun. I'll get all the new pieces of armor, I'll get all the new pieces.
You're going to play that along with Witcher?
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to Deus Ex.
I think we're quite a ways away from that.
I might play the original. Or I might play...
So bad.
Yeah, but it's on PlayStation now.
So bad.
It is bad.
Bad game.
It's on PlayStation.
That was one of the games where I really, really, really wanted to like it. Because it has such a cool
concept.
I beat it too.
I really want to talk about Mass Effect.
It was good when you didn't fight the bosses.
Even the gameplay was kind of tedious.
You guys think we're
going to
see
like
Mass Effect
the chocolate bar
either?
Things. Oh, yeah. I didn't like the chocolate bars.
My God.
The what?
Mass Effect at E3? Holy shit. Fallout at E3? Holy shit.
Yeah, we're going to have a big...
E3 is like a week and a half.
Two Star Wars games?
When
possibly?
Is it? Second week of June?
First week?
It's 30 days away.
Holy balls.
Not 30 days?
June 14th.
14th?
June 14th is the Bethesda fucking... Hey, have you ever noticed that TJ calls it... What does he call it? Bethesda.
Bethesda. He always says it. He
said, that before too. Bethesda. Until I looked at it.
You said
until I looked at the
word. In your life.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he only says it when he's drunk though. Bethesda.
Yeah, he said it during one of the episodes that I wasn't on.
Bethesda. That's a fucking Bethesda. Awesome word. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
Hey,
are we done?
Dog.
Oh, something I wanted to talk about. On our most our mashups episode,
yeah,
I was talking a lot about the time sensitive game. Why aren't there more games with one story and whatever you do in that 3 or 4 hours is going to happen? It's just how you affect and how you live in that 3 or 4 hours. Okay, so two examples of this game actually existing: Hitman Blood Money. I don't know if Absolution
fucking game.
I don't know if Absolution is any better or any different, but
Absolution is.
When you jump in, you're in this time-sensitive loop, and it's all about how am I going to kill this guy? And what you do, you get different achievements for walking through differently, you know? So it's just an example of how
it wasn't time-sensitive in Absolution.
It was a loop. It wasn't time-sensitive in Absolution?
No.
I know...
It was fucking sneak through.
I know in Blood Money, the loop could end and you'd lose. If you didn't kill the guy in time, he would just leave or walk away from it or something.
Yeah, it didn't happen. You had your window.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Amazing. And, like, you could go to the map view, and it would show the little, like, your target moving around. Like, okay, he's going into that room, but there's two
guys in
that room.
Concept of that game was wonderful.
Exactly, yeah.
But execution of gameplay?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, another example that I can't believe has never come up, Majora's Mask.
I wasn't a fan.
It's what we're talking about. It's a 3-day loop.
Yeah.
And what you do in that 3 days, I mean, you get to relive the same 3 days and, like, what is it, if you get a weapon
or something
like that.
It is pretty scripted, though.
Yeah, it's very early on. Like, it's N64.
Still a very good game. Way ahead of its time.
Yeah.
People still can't do that today.
But yeah, two examples of you know, we were pretty excited for the idea of that. It's been done.
Where are we going with this?
I just wanted to mention it. It's something we talked about in a previous episode.
Okay. We didn't have any feedback this week, because TJ usually looks into that, and he's not here.
Yeah, TJ's not here. Did you hear his voice last night?
He was so sick.
It was even worse this morning.
Oh, I farted again. It's so bad.
Yummy, Mickey.
Yeah.
I saw TJ today at the baby shower.
Mi nombre es JP. Did he ride his bike there?
No, he picked up Emily and dropped her off.
Oh.
Oh, I went down the right pipe.
I took Gimli to the vomer room and kicked the ball around for a bit.
That's neat.
I taught him how to drink out of the water fountain.
Nice.
Nothing else you guys want to talk about?
No, I want to go and have a fucking couple beers around the fire with my boys.
You
want
to shotgun these things right now? Leave some fucking shells in our wake?
Smoke God.
Literally?
Dude. Everyone can hear us fucking
smoke God de chibi.
Let's smoke God de chibi. No, I want to... I need to...
No, I'm
going to
drink them real slow.
Yeah.
You think I'd max the mic if I blew a firecracker up on the
table? Hey, guys. it was my 30th birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to me. And now we're going to have a bonfire, so...
All right.
Well, the balls were out.
Thanks for listening. Episode 106 of All Range Mode Podcast. We hope you visit allrangemode.com. Go ahead and leave a comment. Tell us your name. Tell us you're listening. It would mean the world.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook.
We're going to be talking about Witcher a lot.
A lot.
Facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast. We're also on Twitter at @ARMPodcast.
Yes,
my name is Joe.
I'm your buddy Danny.
Chad.
And I guess that's All Range Mode out.
You cocky little freak!